as many of our listeners know, we're living really in this most unusual time through really two pandemics that are happening simultaneously, one concerning infectious disease and the other one speaking around racial unrest and our path to finding equality for all. And that has had impact on our budget planning in terms of where we're going for the next fiscal year. And we will have just announced our plans for the budget for the next fiscal year that starts on July 1st, but even begins to look at our next biennium requests with the state legislature. So this budget plan covers 3 years, and it won't be a surprise that we've done a lot of work. We work collaboratively across all of our chancellors and campuses and come to an agreement that although we're going to have a budget deficit over the next 3 years, the work that's been done on enrollment, student priorities, taking care of our workforce as best we can, and maintaining our ability to deliver the important mission of education across four campuses is going to continue, and we will be poised to even grow the university system over the next 5 years. But the reality is we are going to see a budget reduction over the next 3 years to the tune of about $43 million. That's about a 4.3% reduction on our overall budget. So again, real dollars, not nearly as impactful as I think many people would have imagined. And a lot of that is based on the good work done on enrollment. Nebraska Promise, the declaration that will be open in the fall, reduction of online cost per credit hour, the tuition freeze over the next 2 years, as well as an adjustment to our academic calendar for the benefit of our students and faculty. And Nebraskans have responded, and we've seen an increase in our actual applications, the highest we've seen in over 4 years, 8% ahead of where we were at this time last year. So we have predictions on what our enrollment will look like. We think we're going to be almost exactly flat over the next fiscal year, which is good news. But the economy will lag in determining how well Nebraska's economy returns and what we're able to do with the state. That's how we've come up with the anticipated reductions of $43 million. And that's just across our state-aided budget. There are also going to be plans and reductions in athletics, some of our auxiliary programs, housing, et cetera, as we de-densify our campuses, as we're going to be open but still be safe. And, you know, obviously we're going to have fall sports, but there's going to be some losses in revenues at the gate for some of our big ticket events. So there are similar parallel paths that will probably equate to close to about a $30 million loss in all those auxiliary programs, from athletics to the LEAD Center and those type of programs. But that's planning, and we're optimistic that we may be able to do better than some of those planning numbers.